Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
I think you wanna know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
I don't care about your outfit.
Stupid buttholes.
We're rolling right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we're on?
Yep.
Oh, well, take that out.
Because you really want to call them assholes,
no,
not buttholes.
No, I don't. I don't want to call them anything.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Monday, April 25th. 2022. We're all here in the same room.
Yeah, we are.
It's nice. It's good.
Well, it's nice to be here. The change in routine and the amount of effort that went into getting here, it seems ridiculous.
I got here at like 4:05.
Is that normal?
No.
Oh, how's that different from...
I usually get here in between 4:15 and 4:30 around there.
Usually I see you on the Hangouts at 4:30.
You had to.
In other words, she's saying that she hates it when we come in too.
Yes.
No, I don't hate it. I'm just saying it's just any change in routine is that's the thing. It's suddenly I'm like, oh, I need a sandwich. Oh, I need my stuff. Oh, I got to put this out. Let me put that out. And then I left without my sandwich. Like, it's just that it's all different. And now, like, so we have a dog. My dog comes down, wakes up, and comes down with me every morning to be fed. So I feed. It's not cute.
It is cute.
No, she wants to be fed. She goes outside, takes care of her business, and then runs right back upstairs to go back to sleep next to mom.
Oh,
that's adorable. She was like, I'm going to eat, I'm going to pee, and I'm going back to sleep.
Yep.
It's a midnight snack.
That's and so this life. Morning, so that's normally, and I allow it to happen at 5 in the morning when I get up on a normal day. But this morning I was up at 3:30, and she went, oh, it's 5. Let me come and get my... And I'm like, no, dude. It's 3. No, I'm not feeding you now. You got to wait.
Why have that fight? I'd be like, here's your food. Go outside. Bye.
It's too early. It's 3 in the morning.
It's not your problem. You're leaving. You're leaving, my friend. You're driving away.
It's going to be my problem this afternoon when she's like, weird, but I'm starving. And I'm going to eat one of your kids if you don't feed me.
Do you think that your wife got up at 5 with her?
Whatever
it was. Did she wind up just going up?
Yeah, she went back up. Went back to bed. I wasn't feeding her.
Oh.
I told her no.
It's not time.
Doing that at 3 in the morning.
Does she speak English?
She gets it enough. The only thing she doesn't get is down. Get off of me. She won't.
That's a rough one, too, because that is a pretty annoying dog trait.
It's the worst thing. Yeah. It's the worst
thing. Knocks a child down and dirties my pants.
Yep.
Yeah. There's a park right behind my house. It is not a dog park.
Oh, it is. a dog park.
Right.
Is what you
mean. But it is not a dog park.
Right.
There are leash laws, and your dog is jumping on me, and I want it to stop. Oh, isn't he cute? No.
Well, we're just on our way back to Vallejo and decided to stop in this park here real quick. No big deal.
Take your dog and get back to Vallejo with the O. Was there any?
Vallejo.
Oh, so the dude on Friday night said the line was.
Oh, this is back to the singer. By the way, the texters had the same opinion I did, which was you talked way more about the guy that wants to lick your pussy than you did about your niece.
Well, it was.
Is she your niece?
She's my niece. Mm-hmm.
You talked more about that guy than you did about your niece and her wonderful performance.
Because it was the funniest. It was just such a moment where he says, I want to go down on you. And we all, and then there's like kind of a long musical pause. And all of it registered. And then we all kind of, and I'm telling you, that was, don't you think it was totally out of character for everything else that band was doing that night?
Yeah, I missed that line because I guess I wasn't paying attention.
But then we were all looking around, right? Because the next line was, I'm going to flip
Derek
over.
Fully caught it.
Oh, yeah.
You guys were all having a conversation about it. I was like, what happened now?
It's like, listen, he's flipping her over now. It's crazy. It was definitely.
That means he's eating her ass out, right?
Sure.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh. Well, is that what he means?
Yeah. You know what? I thought he was just taking her from behind, but maybe he was eating her ass out. I don't know. Well, he's definitely eating her front out.
All right.
Oh, man. My niece goes, you know.
I've been on the road too long. I really could use an eating out. Is that what she said?
To the guy, yeah.
Do you ever think that? Do you ever think like, you know what I need? To be eaten out.
No, but you know who thinks that? It's my sister.
Hold on.
Tina?
Yes.
Tina actually says,
yeah, listen to
you
this.
Know what
hold
I
on.
Could really use?
Yeah.
An eaten out.
Oh, well, the one time you asked her if she wants to get laid for her birthday, right?
Hold on. Let me find it. I want to tell
That's
you exactly
awesome.
What she said.
Tina's radical.
Yeah. Okay. So.
How do you not?
So mean to Tina.
Let's see what she says.
Poor Tina.
Yeah, poor Tina.
It would have been
right.
the 19th. What's the date? What day was the 19th?
That was a Tuesday.
Oh, here it is. Do you want to get laid on your birthday? Would Jimmy want to on his birthday? She says, not for me. Yes, for Jim. Lol. I said, as I suspected. She says, I'll gladly take some oral if I don't have to reciprocate. Lol.
I'm with that.
You're with that too?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
If it's your birthday.
Hold on. I just got to get this straight.
Lick my birthday pussy.
So you're telling me
yeah.
you're down to have your pussy licked
uh-huh.
and then nothing more.
Yeah, we can just, I'm tired. You know?
No.
Yeah, it's your birthday. It's all for you.
Yeah.
And
take
so
your heart on. Do whatever you're going to do with that.
You climax just fine
me.
That way.
It's my
yeah,
day.
It's her day.
It's my day.
Okay, let me ask you a question. I'm very curious about this.
The problem is you always have to fucking reciprocate.
I
There's
know.
Never any just
because
for you.
The truth is, and I don't, I've tripped out on this with many people throughout the years.
All right, trip out with, well, that's.
Well, like when you get with someone for a one night stand, you don't eat their pussy.
You might.
Oh, no.
You know, no.
You might.
But. And you're saying that you... yeah.
I'm saying you might. You might.
I went home with a guy. You went home with a guy you pulled out of the audience at some random show.
Yeah, and we got dirty. Why not? I want to have fun. It's good.
I want to have fun too, but you don't go all
I guess
in
I just,
on a one-night stand.
I guess I just look pristine, so clean. And he was all, I got to get my face in that pussy.
Well, I get that feeling too, but I fight that feeling when you're with someone for a one night stand.
Why is that like more intimate to you?
Oh, yeah,
absolutely,
it's way more
1,000%.
Yeah.
Yes,
you can stick your dick in there. You just can't. You don't want your face in there. Not always.
Precisely,
like if it's a hooker, you know. That's why it's so weird that George Clooney went down on that hooker in that movie.
In the movie,
loved her.
Yeah,
and
well,
wanted to have a normal life, which he wasn't getting to experience being
well,
a
the butterfly
murderer.
Swooped in and ruined.
Anyway,
everything.
Back to the so when you're getting oral done to you, are
Coco.
You? Well, whoever, now all of a sudden I remembered it's Coco and it's going to get weird here.
Not bad. She could, look, here's the thing. It's consent. She's come into the room. She knows what this is about.
Okay.
She doesn't have to be. You can leave.
Do you give any direction at all when someone's doing that with you, for you?
Not usually, no.
So just let them wing it and hope they're good enough or get in the spots in the right in the right place.
Yeah, unless it's like...
You don't go like lower or harder or softer.
Sometimes, but very
or,
rarely.
You're never like, too much clit, back off.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You do.
Yes. But John knows what to do, so I usually just yell dirty stuff.
I have a feeling Sarah's just like, I don't want this whole thing. Get the fuck away from me.
How long is this going to take? Have you had your full yet? Eating at the Southern Kitchen.
All right.
Yeah.
So usually just pretty
it's
straightforward oral is good enough for you to get you there.
Yeah.
And then you'd be like, okay, I just came. Good night.
Yeah.
And no kisses for you. You've got my pussy all over your face.
No, I'll kiss.
You'll kiss still.
Yeah.
Gross,
and
though.
Then do you go like...
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
Pussy taste.
I was like, okay.
Don't make that face about pussy taste. You don't even know what you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, I do. Wash your face. I don't want to kiss you.
So are you telling me you've tasted yourself? You like finger...
I don't need to do that because I've kissed John after he's licked my pussy.
I'm just asking how you know. So you've kissed him. All right. It's like,
sure I have.
It's like poi. Two fingers, please.
Oh, God.
Don't act like that. I just had my whole face inside you. Don't act like that about it. Jesus.
Listen, no one was forcing you. I didn't even want you to.
God. Ugh.
You didn't want him to?
You don't want oral?
Yeah, he likes it, so I put up with it.
Oh, my God.
Right, so you're in the same boat as I am, then. Because I said that about Anita. She's like, she prefers not to. You didn't mention that you felt the same way.
Well, I don't mention everything every time. I can just sit and nod. Like, yeah, Anita.
All right.
Yeah, I don't. I don't find it gross or anything, but I don't care about that.
Yeah, it's funny.
I'm going to come. Don't worry.
Like,
about
she'll me. Let me because she knows I like it. But then when I do it well, she comes. And I'm like, aren't you so glad? And she is.
Nah, because now I still got to fuck you and I'm
done. I
hate
that girls are so lax about it. It Sucks.
Yeah.
A little enthusiasm, it would be wonderful.
We're enthusiastic. We're pretending the whole time.
Everything sucks such a bigger deal.
Yeah, because we really like it.
Yeah, it's a boy thing.
Yeah.
It's a drive
thing. We really like it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And we want
a lot
you
of girls
like
it too.
Yeah,
listen,
true.
I like
that's
it.
True.
It's fine.
It's not nearly as much as we do.
Yeah. Do it. No, the only reason we ever do it is because John wants to.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
That is depressing, Sarah.
Why?
Because if
it sucks.
I don't want my person. She probably does think that way.
I
don't want to think she thinks
listen,
that way.
Let me
all.
Be the voice for every girl
oh,
who's
don't
just
be.
Like,
mm. Please don't be. You're ruining
okay,
everybody's dreams.
Yeah, we don't want to hear the voice.
Shut that fucking voice up.
You said you got a bunch of new bad advice.
Yeah, that's right. I was bitching about it last week. By the way, thank you for sending them. Please send more. Bryn, Bryn, at RadioAlice.com.
Listen, we feel good helping people, so let
it's
us
for
help
us,
you.
Right. It's a selfish thing on our part.
Right.
Let us eat you out. Even if you don't like it, let us do it for you.
Yeah, we let you.
We'll do it for you.
Thanks. You're welcome, I guess. Actually, it's more...
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're welcome. Have at it.
That's what I say after I bone my chick. You're welcome.
Seems like you really like that one. You're welcome. Well, anyway, you want a foot fetish one?
Oh, Nicole does.
Well, no. That's why I'm sort of putting it
no.
out there.
No.
Surprise happy ending.
Whatever,
oh,
read them. Yeah,
I just
I'm down
so
for all of them.
Weird that people are into feet so much.
Everybody has their preferences. All
right, that's
Nikki,
it.
That's
fuck it. I'm doing the phone.
I've
one.
Definitely heard people say
it's the weirdest.
And
thing.
So there are guys out there. This is one of them. The whole, and I don't know if it's a foot fetish or a shoe fetish, but the women who or a guy who will say keep your heels on when we do it.
No! Don't take them off.
That's what
I think. That's
you know,
more
jokingly, that's
like,
it's from that. But I've never had.
I like that.
That you
I
do.
Like the shoes on.
You
especially
want the shoes
like
on.
Heels. The reason why is because it makes your whole body different. Like
yeah, it does.
Yeah, your ass sticks out more. It's a different
not
thing.
When you're laying down.
No, when
no,
you're
but
standing
you're
up.
Doing it standing
yeah,
up.
If you're like it's there's a whole like setup.
You do it standing
no,
up.
I'm just saying.
Well,
I can see
yeah,
why.
I mean, like,
I can see why
sometimes.
People want the heels
if
on.
You're out and you had a night out,
especially
and
in the club,
she's
all
wearing
you see.
All her best clothes. Yeah. I'm like, I want to see that, and I want to see you take it off. You know,
I just want to flip it up over your ass and take you, baby.
Yep, that's what they do in the clubs.
Gross.
No.
I saw people. I saw.
Have
people,
you been done in a club?
No.
I saw I've people it. Doing it in a club. Yeah. On the dance floor.
Yeah. Oh,
the
it's
deuce
so
doesn't
easy.
Count as a club.
It is called the 2 a.m. club.
It's a bar.
Yeah, it is. It was. I was like, oh, I think they're doing it. And I, of course, I'm elbowing it. Hey,
like
you
from
guys,
the back,
look, they're
standing up.
No,
the
no,
back,
they're
or?
In the. They were in the scrum on
of
the
dancers.
Dance floor. And she is like, it was weird because I could see that she was sort of like holding onto his shoulders and he's got her up. And
oh.
then she they settle into a dance
so
rhythm.
So maybe like a leg up or something?
Well, I think they were the right height for each other. Maybe she had the high heels on for that reason exactly. Mm. But he was fully engulfed. And I was
wow.
like, are they going to finish? Then what's going to happen?
Oh, hell.
What's going on
Then the
here?
People around them are going to go, what the fuck?
and then she pukes on him because she's so drunk.
Right, exactly. It was like a Halloween party, too. They were wearing all kinds of weird stuff. There's nothing here, this foot fetish thing.
All right, I'll be back.
Yeah, it says, curious as to Sarah's feelings regarding this. And then there's literally nothing else in the email.
I don't know what's going on here.
Okay.
You got to fix it. I need
just
to see
work
it.
Here.
Yeah. Says apologies to Coco and maybe V Hale too, but I think a woman's clean and nicely cared for foot can be a delightful attribute. Curious as to Sarah's feelings on this.
Look.
Oh, is this the whole thing? Maybe this is the whole thing.
Man, it could be.
Well, there's one line, and then it says read this, and there is no this.
I don't know. Hold on.
Okay, it doesn't matter.
Look.
I mean, I get pedicures and I take care of my feet, but it's for other
people. Do you
people.
Look at it like when you do that? Do you take your mask and put it up over your eyes so you don't have to watch your feet get worked on?
Oh, I hate getting my feet done, but I do it for other people because nobody wants to see your grummy ass feet. Like, get
wear socks
clean.
And shoes.
But like, under letting your feet smell. Like, take care of your feet, but like, don't suck on my toes.
Yeah, that's, I don't know. I don't
weird.
Suck on toes. That's not
weird.
My thing. But I do love
I
want to
tie
women.
You to a bed
and
suck
I think
your
it's,
toes right now.
It's really not that surprising that guys will find whatever thing fascinating about a lady. Mm-hmm. We're into women. We are.
I love feet in general because, you know, they're so, it's such a dumb thing, but it's like a grounding thing. Like, you see someone's feet and it's like everything that they stand on. Like, they're... And some people have their paws all nicely polished and done up, and other people have fucking gnarly shit with bunions and, you know, janky toes and stuff. Like, it's all, I love it all. I don't want to smell it. But I but I actually think feet are like...
I only like baby feet. That's the only time it's cute.
Baby feet are really cute.
That's it.
They don't even have an arch, you know? They're just a big fat
yeah,
foot.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't bring up baby feet when we're talking about fetishes, though.
Baby feet are so cute.
It's not right.
And yeah, it was a little inappropriate.
So, is that the whole email? Because that's yep. that's my thoughts.
So, what's your
yeah.
you like?
Curious as to Sarah's feelings. Read this.
I
not
am,
read this.
Yeah, yeah, I am full on not. I don't care about
how
my
many
feet
foot jobs
getting.
Have you given?
I've given a foot job.
How
what?
Many
just
foot
one.
Jobs?
Just one.
And did you use lube or did you do it dry?
We did it with moisturizer. Just
moisture,
just
lotion.
Squirts of lotion. Yeah.
And then you were like,
it was a workout.
Like,
and
full
I did
knee
it with
bends.
My,
and...
with, I can get my toe, my big toe, really far from my second toe. So I had a full, like, clasp going. It was, I know.
That's weird, though.
I
Isn't
think
that
so
a tiny
and
dick?
No, it's a decent.
You could get it between your goddamn
size.
Toes?
Just jam it in there, baby.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
It is weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was a long time ago. I'm over it now.
Oh, that wasn't John.
Yeah,
now?
I have no. It was this guy. It's DJ.
Oh, this oh. is the guy. Is this the guy who stuck his toe in your twat?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh.
He was into feet. Big
wow.
time.
Wow.
That's weird. Funny. And I didn't finish him like that. I did it with the feet.
Both
like,
feet.
Yeah, both feet
That's
together.
Weird.
It was weird. And the whole thing was weird and stilted yeah. and there wasn't a whole lot of contact except feet.
There's a bunch of porn out there with the feet doing that.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Well, yeah, but now we have access to that. There was no internet when she did this.
No, this was just his big idea.
Weird.
Or there was an internet, but it wasn't this widely used thing. That
this was the 80s. I don't know if there was internet yet. I mean, there was, but it was like a...
Yeah,
Al Gore.
They weren't using it for porn.
As into women as I have always been, and this dates back to me being a little boy and always wanting to kiss or get wherever I could get, I never had this like, what can I do to a chick? You know what I mean? That whole, will she let me put a toe in her? Like, I just didn't have that thought process. Like, it almost feels like you're just seeing what you can get away with.
There's absolutely some, with some dudes, there's an element of that. Mm-hmm. Like, what about this? And what can I try and get this in there?
As a dude,
let me see if I get my whole hand in there.
I wouldn't even think to do that. And I'm sure it's a negative, because there's probably girls who are like, this vanilla motherfucker.
I don't know.
He's got nothing.
Sometimes you feel like you're just there for them to experiment on, though, and that's not a great feeling either. Like, we're going for that now, huh?
I would feel like there's a, and maybe this is why I don't, I would feel like there's a point where a chick's just gonna get up and go, you're fucking done.
Yeah, enough of you, weirdo.
I'm out of here. You know, or just more importantly, just, no, we're done.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't leave, but maybe they just say, whatever you're doing, this little experimenting thing.
Yeah.
I'm not for it.
Right. That's what I'd expect. You toeing my pussy? No.
No.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Even though, say, wash your fucking foot in the sink.
Oh, no.
What if he has fungi or like an ingrown toenail?
I don't even think it's that.
What
it's
if all of a sudden a foot grew out of my twat? Oh, my God. If a bunch of toes were hanging out. Oh, with warts. Yeah, that didn't happen, luckily, but I didn't ask him to put a condom on the foot or anything. So, and it wasn't like, he just stuck his toe in there, that's all.
Did you fully spread your legs like wide open so he could?
He was sitting on a chair, and I was laying on the floor in front of him.
With your legs spread.
And he goes, get those legs as far apart as you can. And I did.
And you did.
And then he was like, all right.
And so he said to you.
Get that.
Get on the floor.
Well, I was already on the floor. He had this whole thing. There was a whole thing going on with this guy.
That's the other part. It's weird to me. I don't think it's wrong. It's just weird to me because, again, as into women as I am, I don't have these weird or these other focuses. Like this whole, you know what I really want to do?
Yeah.
Is put my foot in you.
Right. You just really want to do it the regular way.
Just hump.
Yeah. Boring. He didn't want to just do that. I guess he was bored. He was a lot older than me.
Oh.
No, I mean, not a lot older, but I was in my teens and
Well,
I'm like
a lot older than you were at that time, and 35. I'm still not looking to put my foot in anybody.
Yeah I'm good. That's not happening.
You don't know. Never say never.
That's true.
What if the toenail, like,
you haven't tried 69 yet, Vanilla.
Did you? Yeah, I guess
Vanilla.
Do your homework?
Is true. Look.
Of course not.
Here's the.
No, in retrospect, I should have looked at his toe a little more carefully before I let him get
here's
in there.
Here's another thing that I think of. All right. So.
Self-cleaning oven.
Someone you've been, you know, John, you've been with him for whatever you've been through, you've raised right. two kids, you've owned 5-10 different homes to get. If that guy said, honey, could I put my toe on you? I could see you going, yeah, anything you want. Mm. Some random burnout.
I liked him. I was open. Mm-hmm. You know, I just didn't have a lot of reservations about really much of anything in those days.
All right. And now you do.
Well, no, I just am older and don't care about sex that much.
Oh, boy.
Sorry about
That's
it.
Painful.
It's painful. Don't be pained by it. Luckily, your wife is still totally into banging you.
Lucky. She's not, believe me. But it's not that she's not. It's just that, every parent goes through, every mother, I have to say, goes through this where it's just.
You've just pulled 15 such a different back, directions.
Yeah. And there's definitely times where I'm like, that chick is already snoring. So I'm supposed to wake her and ask her if she'll do me?
Yeah, wake her up. See how that goes.
Yeah, it just
I bet
sucks.
That would go over great.
Kids.
She'd be like, can I just sleep while you're doing?
So fun.
Hump my sleeping body. Mm. Actually, that reminds me, there's one about sleep paralysis here.
Oh, yeah.
Sleep paralysis?
That's a good one. That's just, here we go. Hello. I haven't pre-read this. These just landed in the inbox.
Okay.
Hope y'all are doing well. I was catching up on The Secret Show. They make my commute so much better. Thank you. I was listening to you guys talk about sleep paralysis and sleepwalking.
Who is this? Did you say?
I didn't. And they do not say their name. So I can see. I can't even see their email address.
Oh.
This is
Look at Bryn's editing crap now.
Yeah, it's good. It's for the best. Sometimes I say things
she
by accident.
She slips up quite a bit.
I wanted to tell you about a crazy. That is true. I want to tell you about a crazy experience I had. Like you said, there's supposed to be a hormone or something that causes a type of paralysis while you're sleeping. And I've heard this, that it shuts you down so that when you're running in the dream, you're not running in the bed, even though you think you're doing that. And actually, they say sleepwalking is like a malfunction of that. Or so I hear. I don't know. What the fuck knows?
Ask your doctor.
Ask your dream doctor. But have you ever imagined what it would be like to wake up before the hormone is gone? You know what? Didn't this happen to Christina? She woke up and she was paralyzed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember that.
Was it Matt, the other girl?
No.
I swear you told me this.
No, it may have happened. I don't remember it, but it may have happened. Absolutely.
So this is what's happened to this person. That happened to me. It was one of the scariest fucking things. I woke up, but I literally could not move. It felt like there was something sitting on my chest and felt like my ankles and wrists were being held down by something that wasn't there. I'm all for hands and ankles being held down when the time arrives, but that was not the time. I felt an unknown evil presence in the room. It felt like a demon was holding me down. It also felt like there was another demon at the foot of my bed. Oh my God, you get double bumped by demons.
You can gangbang by demons.
I'm not one that really believes in devils and demons, but this shit felt so real. I was also sleeping next to my husband at the time, trying with all my might to scream, help! But all I could make was a muffled sound. This lasted for about 5 minutes. It might not seem long. 5 minutes is a long time. Mm-hmm. It's a really long time when you're paralyzed. When I finally came out of it, I was pretty freaked out. Did some research, and it's a whole thing that some people have had happen to them a lot. Mm-hmm. It also mentioned that whenever this happens, people usually feel a demon presence.
Oh.
It really freaked me out, and I found it really interesting once I did more research on it. No bad advice. I'm not sexy. I just wanted to tell you.
I'm not sexy.
And not sexy. Bad advice and not sexy. Okay. I just thought that she wasn't sexy, so I threw that in there.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I was like, why is she calling herself out?
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard for me to see. I don't have my glasses on.
No bad advice. I'm just ugly.
I'm ugly, and I wanted to tell you I'm not sexy, and I'm ugly, and I just wanted to tell you that
I can't sleep.
That demons want to fuck me. I'm a succubus. I just wanted to tell you about my experience with sleep paralysis. Thanks for listening. Yeah, that is that would be so freaky.
That's the thing.
That is freaky.
Especially in the Asian culture. They say that a ghost is sitting on you. And a lot of people I know have talked about that with me, where they wake up and they can't move.
Oh.
They're awake. But that's very spiritual. I've never had it happen. Like, so many of my close friends are like, yeah, it's a ghost. And I'm like, I don't know how that.
You know what to me that sounds like? It sounds like you're still asleep, but you're dreaming.
Yeah.
Like you're dreaming that you can't move.
Right.
And that's part of the. Well, I could be wrong. I don't know. I'm not with them.
You people that say, like, I'm visited by ghosts in the night and the ghost fucks me or the demon comes. Like, That sounds like such a theme in these things. Like, yeah. This is the ghost that comes.
Yeah, the people that I know that have experienced this, they're like 100% sure they're awake. Like, they've experienced this.
No, sleep paralysis, where you wake up and you can't move, is a fairly well-documented thing. But yeah, I agree with this whole demon thing. That's like a half-awake thing. There's a demon at the side of the bed. Because there's no demon.
I don't know, but that's what I think.
So maybe you're experiencing a residual demon dream, plus you're half-awake and still in sleep paralysis.
Some of the stuff that I've heard people, and it almost sounds enjoyable, not this in particular, but I've heard people who say, I'm not awake, I'm dreaming, but I'm able to control it. Like, yes. They can fly, and they're like superheroes.
It's like that lucid
not like
dreaming.
A Superman superhero, but they're able to fly. They're not flying in a plane. They're flying. Like,
yeah.
Whoosh. That to me sounds incredible. I've never had that. I don't know.
I have had that where I become aware that I'm dreaming, and I am super stoked because I have a magic carpet. Mm. But I have to think about it the whole time, or it starts to lose altitude, and then I got to think about it again. Like, get back up.
Oh, weird.
That's a whole other level there, Sarah. That's advanced.
I think it's when they say if you have a light sleep period right before you wake up and there's a dream going on, that's the dream you remember. That apparently at some point you dream, and if you're a deep sleeper, you'll never remember your dreams because they don't. Even dreams you remember fade really quickly.
Yeah, that happens to me.
Yeah.
I'll wake up and go, oh, I got to remember that. And then,
But you shouldn't remember. Just let it go, because people don't want to hear about your dreams. If you keep a dream journal, that's one thing that's for you, right?
Yeah, no, it's not to tell people about. It's just like, and occasionally I'll have some ex-girlfriend or somebody from my past ends up in a dream. And when I wake up, the weird part is I'll go, how the hell did that person get into my head?
Because that's where it's from, right? It's so funny to think that.
Like, I don't know.
I hate when, actually, it's always a relief. I will have a dream where, like, I'm doing cocaine, or I'm smoking real cigarettes, or I'm fucking somebody I shouldn't be fucking. Ooh. And I'm so, like, mad at myself. Like, I'm like, oh, I can't believe I did that. And, you know, then you wake up and you're like, oh, I didn't. Go back to drugs.
I'm such a good person.
I can't believe I'm such a good person. I didn't cheat on John. Oh, this is so great. And then I tell John, oh my God, I cheated on you so bad last night. And I was a coke whore.
Wow.
Yeah. He's like, oh, that's hot. Okay. What's for breakfast?
Were you ever a coke whore?
Like, did I ever fuck someone for coke? Yes, I did. Yes.
Get out of here.
No.
Was that like a... agreed upon, like, hey, I'll do this for that.
Wow.
That was the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got an 8-ball. I'll do the whole thing with you if you fuck me.
It's not like just
I just fucked him and left.
You weren't just doing your dealer because you got on. And
no, I did my dealer because I didn't have any money.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me you went to your dealer with no money and said, look, I need an 8-ball. What did you get?
I didn't. You know what? I had literally no money. I think he used to sell me quarters. And
you boned a guy.
I boned him for a gram,
which is $100.
$100. You know, isn't it weird that the price of cocaine hasn't changed much? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. It sounds like you just bought some.
No. You can though. For $100, you get a gram of coke. It's all the same price as it was in the '80s.
So you did a guy for a gram.
Yes.
You more boned him more than once, so you would go like...
But then he was like way too into it, and I'm like... Mm.
I got an easy line on some coke tonight.
Yeah, and then actually, I talk about that
hold
moment.
Hold on, I have a question.
Yes.
Okay, so when you go to bone a guy for blow, do you have to call him in advance and say, I got no money, but I'm coming over? Like you're setting the table, to speak.
My money's this pussy.
And then, so does someone drive you there and wait outside, or
I drive myself.
You drive yourself over to the...
It only happened a couple times, but the thing was, I think I've told you that point where I was standing in an alley, and it was shitty out, and I was all tweaky, and I just went, is this who I am? Like... Is this
why were you in the alley though?
Because I had to use the door in the alley to get to this guy's place.
And and you walked out of the alley, and you just fucked a guy.
And I was like, okay, I'm quitting my job and moving home. That's what I did.
Right after you boned that guy.
Yeah, I had just boned him.
And you had a fresh gram. You finished that.
I did finish that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I had that moment, and then I
and then you went, I'll finish this gram, then I'll move home.
Basically.
Yeah.
Hey, Mom, Dad, after I finish this bag, can I come home?
Yeah, they let me come home. I didn't tell them why. Well, I fucked this coke dealer, and I was like in this seedy alley, and well, I was
now they
like,
know.
Who am I?
Coke kind of ran through my high school, so I definitely did it. Yeah. I can't say I didn't. I never liked uppers. That wasn't my thing. And the amounts, that's why I know the amounts.
Right.
But a quarter
I can make that last.
No, you can't.
Yes, I could, because that's what I could afford up until I realized that I could sell my body, which was awesome.
Winning.
But it would come in those little bindles, you know?
Yeah, I know the bindle, just, but it's that's hardly
it
any.
That's enough.
You pull that stuff out around people and a quarter's gone in.
I would never pull that out around people. That was my quarter. Mm-hmm. And I had the edge of my driver's license, and I'd...
Oh, the edge.
Just get a little bit.
Whoa.
You don't need a lot. People do these huge fat lines. That's a waste.
They used to call them gaggers.
Gaggers?
You don't remember that?
No.
Why?
We called them gagger gummy worms.
Because you gag on it?
Yeah, it'd be such a big line.
Uh-huh. Which, by the way, totally useless. Only the first layer that hits the mucous membranes is worth a damn. You're just... Okay, we should probably...
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, guys!
It's getting deep, man.
Coke horror out!
The end.